another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking together on our walk with Christ. Today is March the 24th, 2023. It's the most wonderful time of the year. What's the most wonderful time of the year for you? You know, I love all the different seasons of the year, and I know that song is generally associated with Christmas, but I think my favorite time of the year is spring. Yesterday, my wife Kim and I got the mowers out for the first time. She said, "I just love the smell of those yard onions, those fresh cut onions." You know, many people don't enjoy yard work, but we love it. We were able to cut grass, sow some grass seed, spread some fertilizer. Then we went to buy some supplies. We bought a new flower pot and put out some spring flowers. I always love to get that first flower out. I love that pop of color. I always want to plant some flowers as soon as I can. The color seems to break through the gloom of winter. So you might ask yourself, why is spring my favorite time of the year? Well, I thought about that last night. First of all, spring reminds me of the promise of God. Genesis 8:22 says, While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. So spring reminds me that God is faithful to His Word. It reminds me that He is sovereign over creation. It also puts me in mind of the coming harvest. I've already planted onions and spinach and lettuce, and soon beans and corn, strawberries and cucumbers will be planted. And if God blesses, we will have fresh produce throughout the summertime. God provides the harvest. You know, I love to bring in that first ripe cucumber to my wife. She loves cucumbers, and I love to bring that first one to her. I love piddling in the garden and bringing in things to eat. And spring begins all of that. But another reason spring is my favorite season is because spring brings hope. The northern hemisphere has gone through the season of winter. The landscape appears dead and barren. But in spring, the trees begin to bud. The grass begins to green. The birds return from their pilgrimage to warmer weather. And it seems the spirit within me begins to brighten. This reminds me of the hope of the cross, the hope of the resurrection. Christ is risen. He gives life. No matter how dark and cold the world may seem at times, there is hope in Christ. Soon we will celebrate that resurrection. That resurrection springs hope in life. No matter the circumstances and trials of life, we can always see hope in spring. We can remember God's faithfulness. We can look forward to the time of harvest when the Son will go and bring His children home so that we can be where He is. Today, I hope spring will spring some hope in your heart. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank You for the changing of the seasons. Thank You for the hope which spring brings. Bless Your people today as they think about the blessings of the changing seasons and for the hope which it brings into our lives. We thank You for Jesus. In His name we pray. Amen. I hope you've had a good week. Have a good weekend. Till the next time, Brother Mark signing off.